The apoplectic, or how I invented a new revolutionary movement. Let us begin by clearly defining the new use of the word. Apoplectic. Adjective, noun, and occasionally a state of being. Etymology. From apoplexy, Old French via Latin via Greek, meaning to be struck down. Here repurposed to describe prose that strikes first and asks nothing later. Definitions. Adjective. Of writing or thought, marked by vehement conviction, emotional velocity, rhetorical excess, and a principled impatience with calm reasoning, inclined towards splutter, thunder, and furniture endangering emphasis. Noun. A mode of expression or argument that rejects dialectical balance in favor of declarative outrage and unapologetic certainty. Verb. Rare, informal. To apoplect. To abandon measured discourse and express one's position with such force that composure becomes collateral damage. Usage. His essay was not persuasive in the conventional sense, but it was unmistakably apoplectic. She apoplected her way through footnotes, overturning centuries of scholarship before breakfast. He approached dating apoplectically, declaring his intentions in the first 5 minutes and regarding emotional ambiguity as a personal insult. She cooked apoplectically, seasoning with conviction, rejecting measurements, and treating the recipe as a series of provocative suggestions. The argument over the thermostat became apoplectic within moments, ending only when the chair was repositioned with unnecessary emphasis. His emails were apoplectic in tone, technically informative, emotionally incendiary, and impossible to ignore. The apoplectic movement, a literary and intellectual manifesto. The apoplectic movement arises from the weary realization that the world is already on fire and does not require further calm explanation of the fact. It is a direct reaction against the dialectic tradition, which insists, quaintly, optimistically, that truth emerges through patient exchange. The apoplectic knows better. Truth, the apoplectic argues, emerges through impact. Core principles. Conviction over consensus. The apoplectic writer does not seek agreement. Agreement is a side effect, not a goal. Velocity over balance. Ideas should move fast enough to knock over lesser ideas standing too close. Rhetorical force is a virtue. Volume, repetition, and exaggerated emphasis are not flaws. They are tools. Rawr. Footnotes are optional. Indignation is not. Sources may be cited, but only after the argument has been set ablaze. Ladies and gentlemen, if a table remains upright, the passage is incomplete, metaphorical or otherwise. Stylistic markers.
Apoplectic writing often includes short, declarative sentences deployed like blunt instruments, sudden italics of moral urgency, parenthetical asides that abandon politeness. Rhetorical questions that are not, in fact, questions. A noticeable lack of patience for "on the other hand." What apoplectic writing is not? It is not incoherent ranting, though it may resemble it from a distance. It is not anti-intellectual, not at all. It is anti-temperance, and I would add that it is in fact profoundly intellectual, more than anything you read these days. It is not interested in winning debates. It is interested in ending them. Common criticisms and their rejection. Critics complain that apoplectic writing is unbalanced, overheated, emotionally compromised. Yes, precisely. Next question.
The apoplectic author's oath.
I will write as though time is short, patience is thinner, and clarity sometimes requires raised voices. I will not pretend neutrality where none exists. I will not apologize for passion. And if a sentence does not leave scorch marks, I will strike it and try again.
Final benediction. Thus is born a new mode of expression,
not to persuade gently, but to declare thunderously, not to reconcile, but to reveal, not to converse politely, but to apoplect gloriously. Go forth, tip tables, splatter well. Should anyone object, tell them you are not being unreasonable. You are simply being apoplectic.